What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Y'all know what's going on. Y'all know what we do. It's the Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. It's your boy Outlaw Ooh-Op. We back in the motherfucking yo. Finna talk that talk. Got my co-host in the building with me.
Hey, man. It's Rhetoric. We on the board.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Joe.
What's happening, man? It's your boy AJ, man. We back in this motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Did this nigga just say we on the
board? I'm on the board.
Okay.
Am I not?
I hear you.
Just talk
Fred
too
said
much.
He just being honest.
He's being honest, I guess.
He feels like he's doing something. Let's let him have it.
Hey, we
stuff.
Back in the motherfucking building, man.
Co-host slash board, man, bro. Get him his titles,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man. We got to let him know what he does. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Back in the motherfucking stew, man. We're finna talk that motherfucking talk. Go ahead and like, follow, comment, subscribe, man. Fuck with us. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell your bro to tell his bro. Tell a hoe to tell a hoe, man. Y'all know what we got on the tunes, man. Forever up, man. Shout out to my boy Alan BBA. Tobin. Members only. Members only running shit for decades. And she just don't get it. She just don't get it. She wanna know what it takes to be with a member. She don't know how much more she can take. Girl, you gotta do better. Is you gonna talk to Drake or the Beretta? Hit the wrong handle up in the whatever. Or is you gonna run off and think that you clever? Hey, I gotta go check that shit out, man. That 42 solid coming soon. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. For sure, for sure, for sure. You know, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to all the sponsors, man. Y'all know who y'all are. Mr. Upholstery, man. Forever Up. Prestigious Pedigree. You know, the whole motherfucking, you know, the whole conglomerate, man. Shout out to everybody. We appreciate all y'all, man.
And that little part that they had in there kind of reminded me of how, like, everybody's doing that R&B kind of hip-hop now. You see Mariah Carey, she's suing the dude who just took her song.
Oh, you talking about the little shit? The
yeah, little buddy.
Bro, I saw the little post for that shit, but I didn't get to, like, really watch that shit to see what the fuck the song was about or what song he even stole. Like, I didn't get to see any of that shit.
I can't remember the name, but, nah, he wasn't, like, on no name-dropping shit in this one. He was just...
Who was it?
FTK or something like that? He had, like, some acronym name. I listened to it earlier today.
Bunch of niggas just walking around with Glocks and shit, goddamn... Like,
what Mariah Carey song did they steal though? What song did they remix?
I'll play it, hold on.
I ain't hear that shit. But I did see the post though. But you know, what's she suing her for? Like, what's the problem?
Copyright.
I'm saying, man, just fuck with these young niggas, man. Just tell them, look, man, y'all can play y'all song. Y'all just gotta file y'all little shit to get our pay. Just pay us.
You don't got
said,
the money for that shit.
I said you could cut a deal with these young
niggas. They ain't cutting deal with
street
niggas.
Cut a deal for one, cut a deal for all. No. You ain't cut no deal, so why you expect them to?
I cut a deal every once in a while.
If you was on Mariah Carey level.
Yeah, if I was Mariah Carey, I might be a little more lenient with the deal cutting.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know, I already got the check.
But I know you. Yeah. I know what type of nigga you is.
Hey, man, the more I got, the more I give.
All right, well, okay, well, go hurry up and get it then. So, shit. If that's the case.
The more I got, the more I give, man. I'm a very generous guy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You saying that ain't true?
I'm saying okay. Yeah,
I'm saying you know me. Damn, they done took it down.
Yeah, they said it was probably gonna come down.
Bro, man, Mariah not playing that shit,
bro. By the time y'all listening to this, y'all done went and loaded up on your gas, cause I didn't. That's gonna be
I didn't either.
Stay in the fucking house when my shit get low. Damn, I can't find no gas.
I hope that shit happened tomorrow.
It's supposed to, man. If anybody don't know,
there's been a motherfucking cyber attack, a cyber hacking attack,
a ransomware attack
on the fucking coastal pipeline company that basically supplies gas to pretty much the whole southeast of the United States.
We're weak ass firewalls, man. From
like goddamn, no, but these fucking
sorry like passwords Louisiana
all the way to motherfucking like Virginia.
That's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? And they're saying that this shit is fucked up, and now these motherfuckers can't get the shit right till goddamn sell the gas. So niggas finna be out.
So to kind of give a little more detail, so what's going on is, like I said, it's called a ransomware. So what it is it's something different from stealing information. What it does is it put a locks on all your files. So the only way that you can do it is by paying the ransom. So I've been watching some videos that are like 3 years old. They've been talking about how companies have been stockpiling Bitcoin because that's what they would request trades in. Like, this is the only way you can release your money is by giving us 12,000 Bitcoin or whatever it was at that particular time. And so, like, companies have been preparing and doing all this stuff because it's really no way you can break these malware shit, bro. Like, there's nothing you can do. The code, they said if they got every computer in the world to work on this code, that the only result would be the sun would run out before they would even get a line of code done. That's how complicated these fucking ransomware files are, bro. Like, these niggas, it's basically called this, the group they think did it is called DarkSide. And that's what they do is they're a gang, an internet gang where they say it's fucking hacked shit. Well, they might be hackers, just like on the, not even activists. They just trying to get money on niggas.
Yeah. I heard that it was like they may have something to do with some Russians, right?
Potentially Russians, but this one is like an Iraq-based one or Iran-based one. Because these guys, I was watching a little video, and they were talking about how basically like they were trying to build a safe haven in Iran. Because they basically wouldn't have any sanctions, and like they were trying to stop them from doing that, and they were basically building all these areas where they're gonna have these servers, so that if you attack one and take one down, there's still plenty more around the world. So like these niggas are integral. This is like a real mafia internet, bro. Like everything has gone digital. The gangster's gone digital. The money's gone digital. Everything's fucking digital now, bro.
It's been digital, man. These niggas are the ones who built it, bro. To be real. This is what happens when you outsource to fucking Middle East for cheap labor and you end up with some smart motherfuckers who leave patches in that shit who they can go in on the back door and implant shit like this.
In the Snowden movie, that's what he said we was doing the whole time. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
We had a whole patch in that's Japan saying, that anytime we yeah, Japan jumped stupid, we could cut all of Japan's light off. Like, all their electricity done in one little switch. Like, this shit is nuts, bro. Like, the fucking games that's really being played right now, like, the real shit, yeah. You know, not this fucking QAnon shit. Like, the real shit that's going down with the internet, bro. That shit is fucking nuts.
It's real, bro. Why you think I'm in this shit, bro? I'm going into cybersecurity, bro.
That's like, the best thing.
Ass. This shit real, bro. You got to protect your shit.
You got it. VPNs, everything.
All that shit, bro.
Yeah, VPN shit is definitely,
it's easy as fuck.
But that shit wild, bro. Just to think, like, bro, these motherfuckers is literally hacking. Like, what the fuck?
It's not even hacking anymore, bro. It's just putting a fucking block
putting
on something.
Putting a block on your shit. Yeah, these niggas is like, nigga, you gotta pay me. All right, nigga, you can't do shit.
It's really kind of hacking, but it's like, they basically just exploiting whatever vulnerability you got and changing all the permissions on that shit. Like, they go in all your files and say, wherever you say you at, they scratch that shit out and change the password. So you got administrative privilege. Everybody use a computer and shit. You the one who administrating the shit, but they pretty much changed the permission to that shit and then got them get that Bitcoin on your ass and they untraceable. That shit.
Well, it's traceable, but it's not traceable to the party because like
exactly.
The that's thing about Bitcoin is it that's the thing, is the transactions is what make it more valuable. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this shit, it might be a real big conspiracy, bro. Like, we put this shit out. We have these fucking, this unbeatable virus, you know what I'm saying, software that you can get for $40 on the dark web. Don't, you know, that's so I heard. But they showed it's called Shark, for real, it's called Shark Malware. You can just go get it for $40 online. And you can do that to somebody's shit and make them pay you. Like, you can really go out here and just get a basic starter kit to be a fucking hacker.
Bro,
like, it's out there.
Fuck, nigga, it's on you to me. It's everywhere.
Yeah, bro.
Bro,
so I'm just saying, like, this shit is so fucking... really at anybody's grasp if they really want to do it. So just imagine, like, if you, we got fucking these, what do you think these folks could be aligned with? They could be fucking cartel. Like you said, they could be some Russian mafia type shit. Like, bro, this shit is some, this, these are the real conspiracy that no one's talking about. This is the shit you gotta pay for fucking Wall Street articles about.
People talking about that shit though. People about that shit for sure. People know about it. People just don't.
I mean, like, mainstream media type.
Like, yeah, oh yeah, they gonna start talking about it now though. But this is like the first time where that shit has really been like a.
This is the one they've been scared about,
right?
Because they said they could do this shit to a whole fucking electronic, your whole electricity in the city, whole city grid,
right?
No problem,
right?
So it's easy for them to fucking just take on this shit.
Yeah, that shit crazy, bro.
Man, it's just, it's like I said, bro, we live in a crazy fucking time.
So how long you think they gonna fucking hold this shit hostage? What if these motherfuckers don't ever get the money and pay? Is it gonna be,
bro, these niggas gonna ask for a,
they paying.
Yeah, they, that's the only way. There's no other way. There's no other way. Bro, police off, police stations
had to do that. How much would you charge for some shit?
Nigga, I'm going, I'm Dr. Evil, nigga. Give me one trillion Bitcoin. Like, give me all the Bitcoin, nigga.
Niggas probably, yeah. Honestly, it's scary too.
Elon, give me your Bitcoin. Like, I want all of it, nigga.
The worst part is that shit only can spread because it's really botnets. That shit really, like, how niggas be hitting and shit on sneakers and shit.
So how much
you really using a bunch of computers to goddamn fuel this shit?
Yeah, for real. But like, legit, like, how much do you think they asking
for? Oh, you need at least 500 mil, bro.
Bitcoin, at least. This all Bitcoin. So
that's what I'm saying. But 500 mil in Bitcoin is type shit. Give me about.
I'm gonna need y'all shit. Goddamn.
Easy.
You finna bankrupt?
Give me like 10,000 Bitcoin.
Shit, I ain't finna. Asking no shit, will you still be straight after this shit? Like, I don't think that's the point.
I want to hurt you.
Yeah, nigga, I'm trying to fuck, bro, your shit up. But I want you to do it.
We on a different time, bro. Like, I'm telling you, niggas is not working. Niggas is fucking got the gas on lock, bro. Like, no, niggas is, we tired of this fucking weak ass shit, bro.
I'm getting a Tesla. Fuck this shit. God damn.
Damn.
Well, I'm trying to get a couple of them.
They might get the bugs and those. Can you imagine your Tesla lock up? Nigga tell you got to pay 25 Bitcoin to get your shit unlocked.
It'd be some scary shit, bro.
That's a lot of fucking.
I seen a story, lady, goddamn thermostat got hacked. Motherfucker stole her bank accounts and emptied them.
Just think about, everything's smart now. Nigga, somebody can hack your TV. And now you got to fucking pay Bitcoin to fucking watch your TV.
That's the day I stop watching TV.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. It's over with.
Pick up a fucking book.
But like I said, a
couple of them. Shit, I ain't paying that shit. Oh well, I'll go watch my neighbor TV then.
You can't fucking block.
Let
the
me
book.
Pull out my phone. Nah,
they might get that.
Yeah,
shit,
you
too.
Know they been on that.
So we missing out on gas, and this is what they do. I'm sorry, y'all. We watching the news. We talking about this crazy ass shit going on with gas, and Senator Ossoff is introducing a new bill to protect voters to get their access to water.
Well, we do. Well, that shit is kind of messed
up. It's important.
Though.
It is
because
for
it's old people that
it
be
is,
in that line.
It is, but
they need that.
We got so many problems, man. It's crazy times out here,
bro. Y'all see what's happening in Israel with all this
free
Palestine?
Palestine.
Yeah, I'm definitely free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
I'm not with that agenda, bro. These niggas really doing some horrible shit, and that's some of the money that we gave them.
There on their last day of the.
Mm-hmm. They raided a mosque.
Ramadan, like, why would you, like,
yeah, the most sacred day?
Most sacred day.
Raided the mosque. What did they do?
They raided a mosque.
Shot
and
it
today
up.
They blew up some shit or shot up some shit today.
Shot it
and
up.
They had a whole bunch of Jewish people just celebrating that shit. Like, that shit was like the move. Like, it's just crazy, bro. Like,
I'll say nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna end up like Lakeith Stanfield, bro.
Can't
say nothing about. Well, he was talking about
he
the Jews in
apologize.
Clubhouse. Can't be talking about the Jews in Clubhouse. Not about with Farrakhan.
Farrakhan don't give a damn.
But no, they was talking about Farrakhan in the group. Okay. And then like, you know, it got to a Nation of Islam discussion, and I'm pretty sure they probably didn't even say anything anti-Semitic, but something that you could imply to be anti-Semitic,
right,
was in it. But no, it's just crazy to see, bro. Like I said, we just gave money to Israel. They over here shooting up Palestinians. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Like I said, bro, like I can't get mad at anything that happened to the government right now. I can't. I really can't.
We're looking real weak right now.
Mad if something happened to that, yeah.
We're looking real weak, man.
Bro, this shit is just wild.
Your boy Trump would have held it down better than this?
I don't know. Trump ass would have probably went to war.
Trump will be
Trump can't wait to go to war.
He ain't going. Trump,
this attack on the oil shit. He he was waiting on.
Nah,
what?
This shit would have went down.
I believe Trump might be to help these folks. He might be part of Dark Side. He might have gave Dark Side some money.
Trump wouldn't have goddamn. Trump wouldn't have let this shit go down with the oil shit for sure.
And ain't nothing that you could let down, bro.
Nah,
this is
Trump would have been like, nah, fuck this shit, bro.
He would have been paid to Bitcoin.
Nah, he would have been. He would
have
seen.
We have some of the best IT scientists in the world.
Yeah,
they are the best.
We got some guys in the back right now. They're working on breaking the code. Right,
we're gonna come up with a new currency.
They haven't broken in 2 days. 2 days. That be don't worry about
48
it.
Hours. I swear
we
to God.
We got the best guys in here.
On baby Jesus.
It's America.
In 2 days, it's just me being generous. They probably got it done now.
They're probably almost done.
Actually, it's probably done now. We're just right here. We're just working out some kinks. We just want to give it a nice name. We're going to call it Donnie's Break.
Donnie's Break.
Because we're breaking all the firewalls. We're building walls and breaking walls.
Donnie would have motherfucking held it down a little better than Joe. I believe that.
Man, go walk. Tell him about it.
I'm saying, I think Donnie just handles situations a little bit. Like, we ain't heard Joe Biden say shit.
I mean, he's probably still getting debriefed. You know, it takes a while for that nigga to get, you know, retain information.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We ain't got time for this. You should have heard about this shit a month ago.
Kamala probably repeated
nigga,
this
they
for the
saw
time.
This shit coming. No shit come by. No shit happened unless... Nigga, we know all this shit.
They know about everything.
Yeah, these niggas saw this shit.
They know about it before they
got the fucking briefing a month ago. Oh, people are going to try to goddamn attack our firewalls and lock down our oil rigs, oil lines. They knew this shit was coming. Donnie would have nipped this shit in the bud. Anything fucking up the money flow, Donnie ain't letting it go down. This nigga Joe out here fucking off doing all passing these Asian hate laws and shit.
Transgenders.
Y'all think this might... This...
Hey, bro, I'm just saying. That's what he doing, bro. That's what he did lately, man.
You right.
Lately, bro, he on all kind of shit, bro.
He just yelled out just crazy shit.
Sometimes, like, hey, Jay, this nigga just... What the fuck,
bro? As a context, man, Joe just said he ain't tolerate transphobic hate in the Medicare industry, in the medical field and shit, man.
Man, I feel it, bro. I mean, shit.
Joe doing all the shit he can for everybody else.
Hey, I see it, bro.
bro. That nigga Joe ain't shit.
Hey,
that nigga
man.
Joe ain't shit. Boy, he do it behind your back. Smile in your face.
Backdoor Joe.
Backdoor Joe.
Don't worry. I'm getting rid of the menthols. They're coming out of your goddamn community, I promise. All right, I'm cleaning it up.
You're gonna piss everybody.
You're tired
off.
Of seeing those little plastic tips on the ground? Yeah, me too.
I'm getting rid of it. All the little buds? Nope. No more shorts.
No more Lucy's, eh?
No more shorts.
I am putting an end to shorts, nigga.
Oh my God.
Nobody
oh my
is catching
God.
A short ever again.
That's fucked up. He offended Barack with
nobody
that one, bro.
Nobody ever catch a fucking point
Barack
short again.
Up
a That's what he was saying in the office. He can't say much, but he said the fuck out of that shit. Nobody ever catch a point short again, damn it. Sick of this shit.
What did I just say?
That's what he said right afterwards.
That's what got my kids. I am fucked up smoking them porn shorts.
That's where it started. Goddamn Hunter. He started on them damn menthols.
Started on them fucking porn shorts. It all started with a fucking short. I gotta save the children. This nigga Joe, man,
hell
fuck.
No. That hey, shit wild.
Bro, y'all can't deny that nigga Donnie was really a better
president. Speak your truth, bro. Speak your truth, bro.
Nigga Donnie was a better president in his first couple of days than Joe, man. Shit. We never ran out of oil with Donnie, man. This shit was booming, man. Niggas had more money than ever. Look at us now. Back to work and shit.
Niggas ain't even going back to work. We said fuck it.
We said fuck it, man. Donnie had his straight.
Right. Niggas is giving signing bonuses to work at fast food restaurants now, bro.
And truck stops.
But they better catch a goddamn 15-year-old.
Yeah, that's all. That's all the people really biting on that shit.
That nigga ain't have to work. They gonna have his laptop next to the goddamn
fries. And don't fall for that shit. For real, don't fall for that $75.
The fries going up. Hold on, let me finish this test, Miss Johnson. Tell me. My manager's on my ass, y'all. Teacher gonna be like, I don't give a fuck, I need the answer. He gonna be like, it's so much pressure, man. It's hard being 15 now.
I'm telling you, I got Bitcoin goddamn going.
He gotta work at a real job. I'm and have you. His laptop on right there doing his work. I'm fuck this you. Shit.
It's tough.
Doing all this shit, wearing the mask.
Wearing a fucking mask that you can't breathe. Gotta watch out for the police. Don't let them be black. Then I came in there and told him he stole something. He's like, I've been at work in school all day.
We saw you behind the register.
Yeah. I work here.
Nah, that's what the last one said, too. I worked here.
Yeah, they always work here.
Book them, Johnson.
Book them, you know, niggas ain't getting booked. Niggas get knocked off around this bitch. You better put the fucking pan down, son. Drop the fries. I thought it was a
I'm telling you.
These motherfuckers ain't shit, bro.
Oh, it's God just damn. A frosty.
God damn, man. I gotta get rich. I don't even want my son to go to work, man.
Nigga ain't safe at work.
For real, boy.
That shit horrible.
I take the signing bonus though.
Nah, see that's the front, right? The shit, the way they jugging people. Nah, this is what I'm saying.
This ain't the NFL,
man, nigga. This...
Hold on a minute.
Nah, nigga, they got them wing nuts. Nigga, they got them.
What the fuck? I get extra.
Shit,
what a
perk
set.
How much the signing bonus was?
It depends. Some locations say like $75. I saw one.
$75?
I saw a Wawa that was giving like $500.
But he about, oh yeah, I take man. That. But no, see, that's a gas
But
station,
see, they'll probably
man.
Try to play you, bro. They'll try to goddamn say, oh, we'll give you $500 on your checks out the way and all that. Man, you know, no, they ain't going to do it.
Don't, man, nigga, after you work 90 days, don't goddamn miss a day. You got to meet a bunch of qualifications that they're going to make sure
this
you don't meet.
COVID, man. I ain't going for all that. I need my cash up front.
Man, you need getting that shit, man. They're going to give you $75 on your...
home and get on unemployment.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. If you sign up for this shit, that's how they get you. Because if you sign up for it and say you don't take the job, then they'll goddamn try to put you like, oh, you can't be back on unemployment. So if you don't fall for that shit, bro, keep the strike, bro. Make sure we get a... Y'all need to get this shit
and
fucking
right.
You gotta
work long enough to goddamn get unemployment insurance, man. Mm-hmm. You gotta make a certain amount.
So if you're already mm-hmm. under it, bro, don't bullshit. Fucking... Fuck it up just
like
for a weak ass job.
If the number's right, it's like 14.7 or some shit like that, bro. It's like basically a whole quarter or whatever.
I ain't doing nothing less than no goddamn.
Take
heed,
kids.
Hey, I can't do nothing for less than $30 an hour.
Hey, man. Know your worth, people.
I'm telling you.
Know your fucking worth.
And if they try to say you're not worth it, tell them fuck them.
Post-COVID.
Fuck you. Say fuck
you. Post-COVID.
Post-COVID, man. I need that post-COVID pay.
PCP. Mm-hmm.
PCP, maybe not the drug. PCP, baby, no drugs. For real.
Unless it's done safely.
Oh, stop this shit today. That shit's over with, man, with that hoopla.
What's that right, man, professor? What's the
nigga? I can't wait to kill somebody.
Yeah,
that's
the shit we was talking about. We already talking about
get
that
rid
shit.
Of a nigga.
So, hey, nah. Y'all saw the shit that was going on with Yandy. Y'all saw the shit that was going on with Yandy and Mandisi.
Nah, I don't even know these people.
So it's these Love and Hip Hop folk for the most part that people know them. They do other shit in the industry or whatever. But he was in jail. Mandisi was in jail for a minute, and Yandy held him down for the whole time. I think was it 8 years? It was some time. He did some time.
What'd he do?
It was
weird shit or some shit. This is a New York nigga. This
is
a New York nigga.
Like, you know, you can get like 8 years for having a gun. You know what I'm saying? New York. So
this nigga had a fucking kitty rape charge that was
him.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, he had a charge on that, man.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know that was Mandisi.
Oh,
I was
just, dang.
Yeah. Terrible.
They dropped it or
Let's
something. It was some weird shit.
Man. We don't want to be out here just.
being real, bro. That shit was on there, bro. My girl be watching that bullshit.
My mom be watching it too, so I mean,
nigga, but that shit was like, nigga said my girl, disputed. Nigga said my mom.
I'm just saying.
The main one was the trafficking. This is a fem- nigga had a trafficking charge.
Mm-hmm. I definitely ain't watching that shit. Mm-hmm. I might have kissed it, you know, caught an episode
with the strap. Two.
But I ain't watching that shit. I don't know none of the characters.
These niggas is some characters. These is people.
Yeah.
These reality shows.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the charges
now.
That
shit come on
VH1. You know it.
Shit ain't no reality.
It ain't.
You know how Mona do.
That shit scripted.
Mona got that shit rocking.
I seen one time, it was a few years ago, I was in Stonecrest. And what was her name? What's her name? The little young jock girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. She had a store in Stonecrest. And young jock was walking through the mall. It was filming them. And they was doing the show, bro. Yeah, it was Stone so Crash. Funny, bro. It wasn't real at all.
Oh, yeah, it's all fucking staged. But, so he was formally charged with 7 counts of child abuse in connection with a sexual relationship he allegedly had with a 15-year-old girl 4 years ago. And that was in
2013. How old was he?
Shit, this nigga in his 30s, right? I mean, so this is 2013, nigga. 4 years from then. So that's 2009.
Yeah, how old, man.
Shit, nigga, hold on. I don't know how old this nigga is. I think he like 30 something.
You know this nigga phone slow. This shit got a virus.
I might got the wall on it already.
Yeah, I can't really expose you.
He 42. So he had to be a grown man during that time.
Yeah, he was a grown
man. You know what I'm saying? There was 20s. No time, yeah. There was no time at that point. He wasn't a grown man. So
damn.
That shit crazy.
Damn.
Man, he's got this nigga on TV, bro. That's
so
just like
what was your question? Cause I don't know if she wants to stick with a nigga.
No, I was gonna say would y'all stick for y'all down for y'all girl if she was in jail for a long time?
Yeah, if she wasn't in jail for fucking with a 15-year-old, she was grown.
She just do some regular old.
Yeah.
How long though? Is it a time frame? Cause yeah, y'all doing years, decades.
Shit, she probably
2 years, three years.
I can't do no more than 5.
You can't do no more than 5.
5 is a stretch.
Years, 5 years doing what though? Like
being waiting her for her. Yeah, waiting being her boyfriend visit. I mean, I visit.
Like, she gotta be the one.
What does that consist of?
You know, calling all the time. You know, being available talk.
Being available or being her boyfriend.
That too.
After 3 years,
being monogamous while they're locked up.
What?
Nah.
Okay, so now the tune is changed.
Nigga, what?
That's what I'm asking. You know what I'm asking.
That's what I'm talking about. Nigga, talking about some all that other shit. Visiting her.
She's your girlfriend.
Nah.
So you ain't holding it down like that?
I do everything, but I got
you put some on her books, y'all. You know, talk to her once in a while.
But after 3 years, I might goddamn fuck with another bitch. Like, damn, okay, it's been 3 years. Think I'm supposed to just sit around, bitch? I got a life.
But you want her to sit around?
These years count for me. I ain't go to jail. You gotta sit around. I know.
Damn.
I've been here for 3 years. All right? Shit ain't getting no better. You told me it was gonna be 3. Now you talking about 5? I ain't got 2 much.
She done lied to you. I didn't give her 8.
Right.
I'm telling you. She trying to get out early.
Next, 10?
I'm saying you leave at 3, she get out for good behavior at 4.
Nah, fuck that, man. I've been and found me a good babe, bitch you out.
Yeah, I don't want to lose it, bitch. Bitch in jail.
That's crazy. I got turned on that. Oh, God, bitch. Damn. She a loser, bitch. Now she in jail.
Bitch, you a loser.
I ain't gonna say she a loser, but she definitely a fucking
kick rock, bitch.
I got better things to do. I ain't finna waste my life on you.
You ain't no loser.
You know, yeah, it's just all jokes.
You ain't no loser, but you definitely a fuck up.
Well, you are
not a winner.
If you're in jail, you lost.
You're a fuck up.
You lost.
You lost your case.
Yeah, you lost. So you are.
You didn't lose at something.
I mean, not to be an asshole to anybody in jail, but I mean, you lost. I'm not saying I won because I'm not in jail, but shit, I ain't, you know, doing shit to go to jail either.
You ain't lose that one.
Yeah, I ain't lose that one. I ain't lose. Yeah. I could have lost.
Nah, I mean, like I said, 3 years is probably my max. If you got 3 more years, than 3, we
probably. Yeah, you ain't hit no other hoes out.
Oh, I'm cheating like I would have been cheating in 3 years.
Yeah, I'm cheating you out. I'm stepping out,
yeah, so that ain't nothing new.
I can't, you know. Yeah, I got to keep my two-step going. Yeah,
if I still stay, fucking with you is the question.
Yeah, I got to stay right for when you get out, so I'm not rusty. You know what I'm saying? I want to get loose because I've been single and shit.
3 years, I ain't been doing nothing but jacking it. Shit, I'm fucked up. Fuck, I don't even feel the pussy. I just be goddamn in the crib.
That pussy, he's going goddamn. gonna be over with.
Nah, and then you're gonna find out she was getting struck by a guard.
Oh, no. Oh, man, not the porn scene.
It's terrible.
Fucking the guard.
Gotta get you some conjugals. You gotta get some conjugals, girl. What the fuck?
You put money on the books, this bitch buying Plan B's.
Damn,
that
was playing
Bambi
with your book money.
Deep, bitch,
bro.
I'm breaking this prison.
Yo,
bitch, I'm breaking in this prison to see you. I don't want to see you in the visit. I want to see you in your room, bitch. I want to see you on your bunk.
Oh my God, that's wild. Not the Plan B while she in the pen.
Nigga, look at them charges.
That's
wild.
What
the fuck was 57?
I'm telling you. What the fuck? You know it's going to be double. Like, in the prison, it's going to be like 80. It's going to be like 85. Yeah. Like, God damn, man.
What the fuck you buying this cash at?
What you had to eat today?
Why did you do this twice in a month?
Yeah, what the fuck? What's this?
You been good in there.
What's up with all these latex gloves you keep buying?
Pull these records.
I pulled your prison receipts. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, bitch,
Plan B, bitch. Who the fuck? What bitch was?
Bitches don't get bitches pregnant. What's going on?
Yeah, come on, nigga. You got number questions. That's all you got.
Which one it was?
She's gonna be like, well, you know, Officer Proctor.
Be like, Proctor.
Who the fuck is this?
Officer Proctor got a homeboy, and that's how I was able to get you. You know what I got you last time? That was you gonna start getting all that bullshit.
Nah, that's when they gonna start lying. She gonna start goddamn. Well, see, you not understand what happened was the Plan B is for talking about some other shit that did.
It's for my celly,
for my feet.
I bet you wasting the money on another bitch.
Up, smoking them.
Yeah, that's what they did. We turned them into a drug in here. You know what one Plan B could get you in here?
Oh, they might just be selling them, but nah, that'd be fucked up though. Your bitches in there buying Plan B's with your money.
I got something for y'all.
And you maxing out her books too. Like her shit full every month. Every time commissary come around.
Yeah, I probably got a good 3 years to goddamn hold off, you know.
You can give her that out of respect.
Depends. She was holding it down for me when she was out too.
And what if she? What if she did a cookie and like she took a fall for you?
Oh, she took a fall for me. I'm gonna ride with her
the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we just said,
come on, man.
Y'all ain't gonna be like Lucius.
I don't really remember what happened.
I didn't even watch that shit.
Well, just y'all remember the first episode? He had a whole new wife.
I mean, I mean, but shit, that bitch did like 18 years or some shit.
That's real.
It's a long time. And yeah. I got three boys. Yeah, ain't one of them gay. Shit, I got a lot to deal with. I need some pussy. Shit, I need some head. Yeah, damn. I can't just be waiting on
you. You need to wake up to a beautiful woman.
Like
going
on.
Yeah, that's
funny. She had a little Halle Berry cut, too.
Yeah, she was right in that movie.
Man, that show was good.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Like I say, that's something like when Cookie got out, she shouldn't have been mad at that. I'm like, okay, she alright, she good enough.
I expect people to understand the weird.
He
didn't
put a bread up for like he was supposed to.
See, that's where you fucked up. You right. You gotta put the bread up. Niggas independent need the bread. You can't not give them the bread.
I really just like stopped watching Empire and just never went back to.
That's everybody. That was everybody's shit.
Like I just. Lie. That shit funny. I hate musicals. Seeing that shit. That
see, what made me kind of like it for a little bit is I gave it like some weird headcanon. Like I was like everybody like their superpower was to make hit music. So like that's what made the shit just every song they made was just good for that reason. Even though sometimes it was horrible. I was like, oh, you know, that's just part of the universe.
Come on,
man. I'm gonna just accept that as part of the universe that was a good song.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
They had some good songs on there.
I don't remember now.
So there's some new music coming out. J. Cole just dropped some shit.
Everybody ready for that shit.
Nicki Minaj dropping this Friday. She just announced with some butt naked pictures. I appreciated that.
Stop being weird, Fred.
Yeah. I appreciate Nicki Minaj when she's ready to drop. We ain't got a Nicki album in a minute.
So I'm gonna give it a listen.
I'm expecting a lot of these bitches are my son raps.
Word.
I need some name drops.
She coming at Cardi?
Nah, she ain't gonna come at Cardi no more. I think she can come at the girl rappers, but on like some respectful type shit. She can like. You know,
like Mulatto or something.
Yeah.
Y'all want to bet Megan Thee Stallion on it?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure she got the whole conglomerate. I'm pretty sure Mulatto on there. I'm pretty sure Sweetie on there.
I want to hear Flo Millie.
Sweetie out there singing for tips.
That shit is nuts, bro.
Yeah.
Like Quavo really put her on the streets, bro. Like she really was out there in some shorts dancing and singing. And it looked like there was a tip jar. She said it wasn't.
It was.
I believe it was.
Come on now, be real.
She knows it's tough. She ain't filling out the marinas like that without the Migo nod.
I mean, I don't really think she was filling out arenas.
I don't think.
But I mean, you know,
she could have did a better venue than that.
She got fucking pulled, bro. She just
this nigga oomed and fell asleep.
This nigga is retarded, bro.
This nigga oomed and fell asleep while we got there recording.
Nah, bro. Coach fell asleep in the film.
Motherfucker
bro.
Had his mouth wide open.
What you talking about? I don't feel to say so.
Nah, nigga.
Y'all niggas over here talking.
You were saying something in your goddamn dream.
What the fuck
is this nigga was knocked the fuck out.
My mouth open. Yeah, nigga, because I'm talking. I'm going to say something. Fuck.
Nah.
Shut up, nigga. You just sleep. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. He crazy, y'all.
Shit. Now my boy was dead over there.
Nah, bro. I'm right here, baby. In the place. Hey, you see?
My nigga was comatose.
That nigga had the nerve to say I was finna say something. I was. Shit.
That was a good.
I just want y'all to know that's our A mic right there.
Bro, you stupid as fuck, bro. You was asleep, bro. You sleep like a motherfucker, bro. I don't even want to hear none of that shit you got to say. Oh, you sleep, bro.
That nigga just started. He said something about Sweetie and he was out.
I'm saying, bro. I'm in the
that's all he needed.
Hey! That nigga crazy, bro.
I'm in the conversation, man.
That nigga went to sleep. Quick, get
fucked. That nigga was dead, bro.
Hey, man. All right, y'all
gotta
stop,
man. I'm telling you. The listeners kind of enjoyed the way we just sleep, enjoyed it.
Bro, you should have just seen how he was looking, bro. Damn, bro. Man, it's the day we ain't even
recording the video.
Record, man.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I want the listeners and the fans to know, bro. We are gonna have this shit,
bro. I wish we would. I'm mad we don't got this shit on video, bro. This nigga was sleep like a that nigga was sleep like a little fish, man.
Y'all nigga see that picture? That nigga dog got down sleep in the club that time.
Bro, that nigga fucked up over his sleep.
Nigga dead over there, dog.
Saying,
oh
bro, my god. All day, bro. But yeah, sleeping out there, sleeping out there on the pit. Had a little
shit,
y'all. You know.
Yeah, she need to just. I don't know. I mean. Oh no, dog.
I mean, I feel like that. She already
she looked
got
good.
Yeah, she did look really good. She looked really great.
I like how she looked.
The outfit was good. Like I said, the budget, at least in her outfit and her appearance, hasn't gone down. Just where we can perform. Right. She couldn't afford a roof today. That's all.
I mean, I don't know. It may have just been like a shit. I don't know. It might have been more.
Yeah, she said it was. She said it was like karaoke type shit that was going on, and then she just started performing. That's what she said. It was like karaoke that she ended up turning into.
I don't think because
it was her. It was literally her live.
I don't
that
think
this shit
she was like. Just because I heard that she doing like a little boot camp shit. Just because she doing that, I don't think she was out there really doing that shit for tips. But
she said that it was a dude who was out there who was rapping, and she seen him out there doing his thing, so she just asked him for the mic and wanted to perform to her fans, and that was his tip jar. So she let him keep all the tips. That's what she said. But niggas is like, nigga, what fans is gonna want you to start performing? They like, come on.
What songs you got?
Right.
She do got one. She got the Icy song.
She got that.
I mean, Sweetie Belle. Best
friend.
Songs,
she got
lady.
The best friend. Don't shit, don't
she? Got that yeah. My type song.
She done did every song with, you know, a certain
rich
type
nigga,
of. You know.
Nigga, whatever.
True.
She definitely has nigga. A lot of help.
That shit.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. She pretty sure has a good. I mean, she comes from fucking celebrities. Like, ain't she like Gabrielle Union's like cousin or something?
Mm-hmm.
I remember she was talking about a whole bunch of folks she was.
Side, man. I love Sweetie. I love you, girl. Hey, man. Keep up the good work. Keep looking like you look. I love you.
I love you.
My boy didn't get
nigga,
it up crazy.
Seen Sweetie, I like Sweetie. I see
you,
Sweetie, man. You
I like her.
So you gonna be next? You gonna be tussling over your five
and then. Oh, nah, I don't do no tussling. We ain't playing around with that five. We playing around with that five.
Hey man, we don't need Quavo coming in here on a rampage. Now you saw what he did with Justin LaBoy. We don't need him coming over here to us.
I ain't motherfucking Justin LaBoy. I ain't sipping no tea. Nigga. I ain't like no little, you know, like one of those. Nigga.
Y'all think he be pandering to the women?
Of course. Justin LaBoy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I mean, because those, just, I mean, the women don't the support. I don't about, blame man. Him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just, you know, he just like a little, you know.
It's him. It's another dude trying to get off like that, too. The nigga with all the tattoos, little short nigga. He's like, oh, why you ain't getting your girl? You ain't call, it's Friday. You ain't asked your girl if she needs some money yet? I thought you was a baller. Like, doing all this shit, trying to tell niggas, oh, you need to, you know, exhaust your funds on your woman. Like, these niggas really going crazy for clout now, bro. These niggas going one way or the other.
I mean, these niggas been doing that little shit. They just, you know, they just, shit, you know.
I'm trying to tell you, the Derrick Jackson.
I seen a tweet where a girl said that shit the other day. She was like, she date older niggas and shit. She was like, she see why motherfuckers they age don't date them.
What'd you say? Say that again.
I seen a tweet about that the other day. Over here. Sleep.
My bad, bro. That is something over here.
That nigga said,
we're
having a dream.
You nigga Martin Luther King over there.
I'm not
asleep,
bro.
That nigga Brandon from goddamn Game of Thrones over this bitch, bro. That nigga over there, goddamn.
Damn, you crippled.
Nah,
God, I'm crippled.
Nigga, talking to the mic, he nigga.
Raven.
Just taking it easy, man. Doing it all day.
Oracle.
The people man. Need you, man.
That's right.
The people need you. They gotta get this content. So, Swiss Beatz announced DMX is they got a final album from. I think I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's gonna be something. He said it's probably one of his best works.
Never heard another DMX album.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he don't even listen to music.
So y'all forget when I said DMX was my first favorite rapper.
So what's your favorite album?
Dark Man.
Okay, now what was you saying? What were you talking about?
No, they're dropping another album for him.
Okay, yeah.
What's your favorite song of the album?
Man, stop asking this nigga questions, man.
My favorite DMX song is What These Bitches Want From a Nigga, though. That's my favorite DMX song of all time.
I bet it is, right?
Him and Cisco. They killed that shit.
So he dropping that shit.
That inspired the tattoo. Cisco.
Fuck you.
Oh yeah, Fred do got that name tag.
Like,
that nigga Fred got that name
every time.
Like,
I can't believe that shit
like,
every
Bobby,
time.
He got one.
Cisco, yeah. A real nigga, bro. Cisco, that thong song was like the first song I watched with a
yeah,
bunch
yeah.
of ass. That was the first video.
Hey, go! I did like that video.
All the niggas who got tattoos like Fred, real niggas now.
Cisco been a real nigga. Don't do that, Drew Hill. These niggas been doing. Don't do that.
These niggas been.
That is an idiot compliment throwing me in a real nigga. But okay.
Drew Hill got hit.
Thong song and what else?
Thong song. What is
thong song make a nigga real nigga. Hey, yeah.
That don't make you.
Even though he had the same verse like three times in a row.
Glow in the dark context. Nigga, what?
Yeah, he was on some different shit back then. I ain't gonna lie. Cisco was definitely on some
different shit. You be sitting there, but y'all see that picture with him and 50 Cent, bro?
Cisco and 50 Cent?
But.
Shit look a little weird, right?
Was it a recent picture?
It don't matter. How that nigga was looking, boy. Like, yeah,
hey, he was a pop star, man. He was
Cisco, a little Frisco, man.
Not Frisco G.
Cisco, little Frisco.
No. That's crazy, Cisco. You can't be going out like that, dog. You made the thong song.
Hey, man, you know.
You inspired a whole generation of women to put drawers in their ass. Like, damn.
They was already doing it, man.
Yeah, but, you know, he made sure that they continued. And I can't get mad at that. Just like we just seen the pictures of Naomi Osaka.
I ain't see him.
Fred
see
shot his shot.
Hey, man, I just respectfully.
Nice looking girl, great athlete, nothing to see.
Damn, Jojo, that's nothing to see. That's a little something to see.
I mean,
she's a nice looking girl. Something
natural.
Yeah, yeah, for the guys natural. That hate the surgery, so, I don't think that, you know, y'all would appreciate. Y'all don't like the surgeries on the ladies. Y'all don't like the cuts.
I don't, but I mean, that don't mean I gotta like every natural body too. Damn, he ain't gonna care about this.
Come on,
wake your punk ass,
Grim
up,
Reaper,
man.
Get your ass up.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's like a little kid, bro. Like, I feel
what I was doing,
yeah, like Brittany friend, she looks so good.
She
like,
looks good to me. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Like, never said she was ugly, but I mean, you know, yeah, the hentai, I'm telling you, baby, watching that little
that's
fucking
fucked up. That's racist, cause that's racist. The Japanese is hentai.
Nigga watching shit of goddamn.
Nah, cause it's Japanese. She's Japanese. He's talking about hentai. That's messed
up,
JoJo.
That's not messed up. Don't try to put this shit on me. This nigga trying to goddamn redirect the blame and shit. You the
trying
one
to send
weird.
It where it properly needs to go. No. For thinking a woman is attractive.
You know what I mean, Fred.
No,
you know
I know
exactly
say
what
it,
I mean.
Say it.
You know exactly what I mean. Don't try to
clear it up for me. Clear it up
I'm
for me.
I'm trying to spin this way, man.
Nah, we clear it up for him. I'm a little off.
Nah, man, I don't know nothing.
You are a little off.
Yeah, y'all know. You are. You know, I went in the big people halls.
In the big people halls.
All right, man. Y'all boys got any coins that y'all want to recommend anybody investing in?
Who?
Any coins? Any new coins?
Man, don't nobody know about that shit in here.
I fuck with this
niggas
shit.
Just be trying shit. Nah,
I told y'all about the Doge coin,
yeah,
though.
I've
been on Doge since like
2018. Yeah.
He was on it earlier.
I just know, hey, man, I'm a goddamn buy the rumor, sell the news. That's what I live by. Right,
that's pretty good code right
buy
there.
Buy low, sell high. That's all I got to tell people.
One dude said he just hold, man. He said,
yeah, you can buy and hold.
The market,
like,
the market going to reset itself at some point.
But fuck around with that Doge, you might need to goddamn pull out and do some little other shit. And
I mean, like, shit.
Not you, all of it, of course, but you know.
If you start with a good little amount of money, bro, and you watch the shit, you can make money. Like,
hell yeah.
You just buy and sell.
I'm in a whole Facebook group. That's all them motherfuckers talk about, nigga, is that shit.
Check my shit right now.
Oh, the stocks is terrible because of this shit going on right now.
Oh, what the
stock
fuck?
Stock market crash. Nigga, that shit is.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking about goddamn just taking all my 401k out.
Well, you over there red.
You saw you think about taking my 401k out and just putting it in.
That's smart, bro.
You over there red.
Fuck yeah.
Stop playing with these niggas.
The thing I love about crypto is that inflation doesn't control it. Man. Like, the resistance is like always gonna be just that shit.
I mean, like, as long as people are gonna be actively involved in it, and the fact that transactions make it to increase the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's, like I said, you can take Doge, goddamn, and go to the moon.
Yeah,
he accepted all kind of.
Yeah,
things.
That nigga Elon Musk on some other shit.
Elon Musk said
that SNL was wild.
John,
that nigga was warrior.
Did you see his car?
Which one?
The one he was driving in that truck after he left.
Yeah, I seen
from
that.
From SNL.
Gosh, dog. Yeah, that shit was nuts, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
what the Tesla truck?
That shit.
The one he told everybody he was supposed to get.
That shit is hard. I ain't gonna
lie. That the one he was promising everybody?
The one with all the little.
It's gonna be smaller.
Shit,
he said it's
like,
gonna be a little smaller though. The real one.
That shit was.
Yeah, that Tesla shit crazy. I was seeing a little video of them motherfuckers. You can upgrade your engine.
You
like,
goddamn
burst
the motherfucking.
Like, you just yeah.
That
like,
shit
that
crazy
that
they order parts. It will order parts when them shits go bad. It will like it'll probably go bad.
I'm gonna need
to put it to your
mansion for you.
Well, you
that.
Have to set it up. You already got to get it.
Just say that. Yeah, I don't do any kind of goddamn auto.
Yeah,
drive
just be,
no,
I
just
want you to wake up with an $800 charge. My car done goddamn bid this shit.
Got you a new tire.
I'm gonna go out and whoop my car. I'm gonna go flat one of these tires.
Y'all don't just call Bank of America and be like, hey, man, somebody's making charges on my shit. Take this shit off.
Yeah, that's your Tesla, sir.
No, sir.
Bitch. So see, you had a bad catalytic converter.
Bitch, I crashed your bitch ass.
Huh? think you're playing with me.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
So you got a bad cow.
That motherfucker been calling you by your friend, by your government. As soon as you want to wreck that bitch, I don't think you should do that, Jojo.
That motherfucker just gonna stop himself.
That motherfucker gonna take the wheel, nigga.
Buckle up. I think we need to go home. Start taking your ass on you, boy. What the fuck?
She gonna turn into a transform on your ass, yeah, like Bumblebee.
Why don't you just fire this up? It's gonna pop up a little blood.
Shit, pop up
a
show.
Shoot a little. Haven't had one of these in
a while. Shoot a little disco biscuit in his mouth.
You
might be alright. Get you some new tires.
You gonna be scared as hell? Yeah, I'm going to place that
order.
Order
top
right
class,
now.
Girl. Spoiler.
I'm going to place that order right now, sir. I knew you weren't.
I already know your CVV.
Car gonna take control.
Apple Pay that shit.
That shit nuts.
Yeah, we over with.
That shit'd be fired up. That shit could just do everything though. Like, hey, order your groceries, all that. You gotta do is just pull up.
Shit, that wasn't finna be, but we
ain't
finna
be able to do nothing. Bruh.
Could you imagine
what
we ain't finna have to do nothing?
All that little shit, bruh.
Bro, I know my brother was telling me, like, in China, they had stores where it was no cashiers, no nothing. Like,
they got shit like that. They got, like, a trader. No, not
a Walmart here. Like that.
A Whole Foods. Walmart, Whole Foods.
Like, Phoenix or some shit.
And what's the other one? And where you, like, as you buy it, put all your shit in your bag.
Amazon got that shit.
Yeah, the motherfucker just add to your phone. And then when you walk out, that shit just cash you out.
Boom, you good.
Fuck that. I'm finna find me a way to steal.
Nah,
slide
man,
some
no
shit
steal
out the door. That motherfucker gone.
Tell if it ain't been scanned, it ain't, the fucking force field gonna come up.
Throwing frisbees of fucking beef out the damn door.
Yeah, little wagger. Give me some little A5 out there.
That once it's outside, it's yours.
That shit ain't gonna work.
Yeah, nah, that shit ain't gonna work.
Invisible beverage. I'm boom. Bounce off, nigga. You gonna be like, boy, what the fuck? Voice gonna come back. You didn't pay for that, Joe. And they gonna be like, what the fuck? It's the same bitch in my Tesla.
Put it back.
We're everywhere.
Now you know you didn't pay for that.
Why don't you go ahead and put that back? I'll help you.
That shit a fucking nightmare, actually.
I'll five.
That's some Orwellian shit.
I know how Will Smith felt in iRobot.
That shit had you fucked up, boy. You gonna be like, boy, this is
bro, that shit coming, bro.
That motherfucker call you by your government. And then as soon as you fuck up, they get to call you by your nickname.
All those smart cities these niggas building, that's what they call them, smart cities, bro. They just increase the number of cameras, bro. That's all you gotta do.
Be smart,
man, this shit finna be like Westworld.
Shit, what's Truman Show?
That boy and Fred got to buy new phones too. They go
nah. So I'm trying to stay out. I'm trying to stay out that shit. I ain't even gonna worry about that.
That shit barely worked.
I'm cool with that. Oh, this shit, the way this shit going down, case. Bro. It's coming, bro. The chip is coming, bro. It's definitely coming.
You already chip. Who got the vaccine?
Nah, I ain't vaccine yet.
Who donated all their plasma?
Chip. Oh man.
That has nothing to do with nothing.
Chip.
That's wild.
That boy Chip.
Well, like I said, man, I'm getting my vaccine now. Pfizer.
Oh.
That boy chipped.
Okay.
That boy finna be goddamn chipped.
So none of y'all getting the vaccine at all?
Chips ahoy.
Chips ahoy.
But yeah, nigga chips ahoy.
Y'all scared of the vax?
I can't do it, bro, because they already saying they coming out with like other methods that you can do it.
Like the pill,
I'm not fucking with the vacuum because I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. As soon as you take it, hey, have y'all noticed they've been telling niggas to get the vacuum, right? Who done been told to get the flu shot?
No, I mean, they told me earlier this year.
Nah, nigga.
Who told you
shit
that?
Well, earlier last year.
Yeah,
it was last year.
Sound like some fucking bullshit.
No, it was earlier last year. I had told to get the flu shot, but
yeah,
I didn't get
earlier
it.
Earlier last year, that was.
Well,
last
not early.
Year.
Well, late last year.
Nah, nigga, it was early last year, and they haven't told nobody since. You know why?
But it's not flu season
all
yet.
All the fucking shit is the fucking flu.
But it's not
all
the flu season yet.
Corona shit is the fucking flu. You feel me?
But it's not flu season yet.
It is flu season.
No, it's not. Flu season is in fall.
Always flu season, nigga.
Flu season's in the fall, bro.
always flu tripping. Season, bro.
Tripping, y'all seen the day finding?
They ain't gave niggas the flu shot because they tell niggas to get this Rona. Niggas don't even get the flu no more. When the last time you heard a nigga got the flu?
This nigga, because he ain't heard nobody that when he know get the flu. Niggas got the flu.
This girl who my sister worked with had the flu.
Thank you.
Like, yeah, this girl your sister worked with.
Oh, I see. Ain't nothing. Ain't never good enough for this nigga, bro.
That's one person.
Go get your styrofoam.
Everybody had the flu. Now nobody got this shit.
I ain't never had the flu in my life.
I've had the flu before.
My mom had that shit when she had me.
Go to work,
nigga. Why you like this?
That's all I'm saying, bro.
Just get the vaccine, bro.
No, fuck that.
Let's get the vax, bro.
You get it first.
I mean, I'm about to get it first, and if you still live, I get my first shot next week.
I might get it. Plasma, so he already fucked up.
Nah, nigga,
you gonna have to wait.
That shit
like,
replenish.
80 days.
This nigga chipped up, plasma depleted.
That shit fucking.
That nigga cold. Get the vaccine and turn into the corona. He gonna be a big walking corona.
You just need to get the vaccine, bro, man. You're going to have to get it eventually, bro.
I'm straight on it.
Yeah, everybody going to have to get that shit, bro.
What that nigga Juice give me saying, straight on that. Yeah.
Straight on that.
You hear me? Yes, sir.
Nah, bro. I'm vaccinated. Bro, everybody in my family didn't got it, so they good. I'm about to get it too, bro.
Yeah, that's all it takes. That's what they waiting on. Everybody to get it. The next thing you know, you're going to
They going to put the programming on?
Your plasma going. I'm going to be on the run. Plasma, so.
Nigga, your shit going to upgrade overnight, nigga.
Hey, that sounds good. It ain't downgrading.
They're going to be like, well, good thing we put this chip in everybody when we gave them the vaccine so we know who got it. Come on back down to the doctor. We need to give you a new dose. This was going to happen. You're going to have to get this shit every year.
Every few years.
You're going to have to get the fucking Rona vaccine. Just like the flu shot. I'm scared on that.
Keep me strong.
I ain't the only one get flu shots on the regular. I'm just being real.
Give me my booster shot.
Never got a flu shot. Ever.
No, I never got the flu shot.
Like, it's time for my shot. He gonna pull down his pants and bend over.
Whoa. Like that commercial they had.
Fucking
weird. They had that Boston commercial like that.
Not this time. Well, who's the guy from last time?
Yeah, the big white guy.
He liked my tattoo.
They gonna have to force you down and just give you the vaccine. I see.
Love my tattoo.
They gonna come.
Like, I'm gonna be like, hey, I don't want y'all. The vaccine if it ain't
from Hank. Hank needs to come right now.
If Hank don't make me bend over, I don't want
that boy getting the vac from the back.
Nah.
That's the vac from the back.
Oh shit.
Nah, don't act like y'all didn't sign up for the suppository vax.
That boy got the vac from the back.
Oh shit, what happened
back
to this nigga?
For the back.
Oh, they showing a little kid getting.
That's the title right there. That's some crazy shit on the news right now.
Some red and rose shit.
Really just gonna show the little child.
That's nasty.
Yeah, child got shot in Times Square.
Bro, why are people shooting at all, bro?
Because niggas angry and it's America.
Bro, we been shooting. We wasn't angry.
I'm telling you, we gotta get you
surveillance, bro. You good?
Hey, bro, I'm already on that.
Don't come over here with that ass.
Exactly. <yeah.
laughs> I ain't trying to shoot up shit, y'all. All right.
Well, we'll shoot I'm up happy. Shit, bro.
Everything good,
man. This ain't smart, man. Though. Fuck niggas, man. You should be shooting up big ass crowd.
That nigga said, niggas angry.
It's like that shit a reasonable response to shit.
Bro, I'm just being real, nigga. This is one of the most angriest upsets.
Are they letting go animals? They letting go animals now?
Nah, they not letting them go. This shit just got out.
Tiger King, bro. Hey, man.
Joe's like, they won't let me out. Release the tiger.
I'm telling you, Joe Exotic can release the tiger.
Release them all.
That nigga really did. What's going to happen when they try to come get you?
Bro.
Go get Donald Trump, that son of a bitch.
Bring him to me.
That nigga played
me. And that limo out there for 48 hours.
Hell nah.
The makeup artist and all.
Bro, that's that nigga Pet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just
talking
shit.
Nah.
That nigga out here recording this shit.
But
that bitch gonna
frown. Look, man, that motherfucker would already been done pounced on his ass. You see, he walked him back in the house like a damn dog. Look. That nigga grabbed that nigga by the collar and walked him back in the house.
Bro, why do people do this, bro? I don't understand why people want tigers for pets, bro.
That shit is not the resident.
Some shit in it, but it won't grow, but so big.
Man, that motherfucker gonna be weird.
That tiger is gonna get bigger than you, regardless.
A tiger. I need a
nah. That motherfucker gonna get. It ain't gonna get as big. Like that tiger probably old as hell.
I need a poodle tiger.
That shit big though.
But it's still
man, that shit's bigger than any dog.
Big enough to kick your ass.
I'm telling you,
but it's smaller than any tiger.
What the fuck?
Shit, that's a little tiger.
You got an old mini tiger.
Miniature tiger.
Hell no.
That shit fucked up.
Walk that nigga in the house like a pit.
Get your ass in there.
Said that nigga drove off in a white SUV and they couldn't catch him.
The tiger dude.
Yeah. Nigga said they know who he is. He out on bun on for a homicide. So they gonna find him.
Jesus the tiger Christ. Dude.
The tiger dude. Walked that motherfucker. Any nigga who walked like that with a fucking tiger between their legs, nigga. Like, I ain't really old.
So the dude from the movie? Oh, that guy right there. That was
that
up there.
That guy right there.
Shit. That's fucking nuts.
On the news.
That fed a nigga to his tiger.
That's probably what that shit was for, bro. Like I said, bro, there's no other reason why you need some shit like that unless you're trying to fucking get rid of a body.
Tiger gonna take a minute to eat up a whole human. And that shit probably don't taste too good either.
Yeah, they say people
put some salt on it.
They say animals hate us. Sharks, they don't want to eat us at all.
Because we eat bullshit.
True.
Shit,
I also just think we just don't have. We like,
still be trying that shit out. That ain't helping me.
But also, too, like we move around and stuff. We have a weird kind of.
You know how mad I'd be if an animal ate a fucking, like anything off me?
A
fuck, like anything, nigga. Like
your arm just gnawed off your arm.
Hockey rabbit.
And spit that shit back out in front of you. Like,
well,
fuck your shit.
Then that happened. That happened on Tiger King, right?
You gotta eat that shit.
Somebody on Tiger King got their arm bit off.
I'm finna die. You better enjoy this shit.
Yeah, the little Asian girl.
Oh, she's a. That's a man.
What?
The Asian person that got their arm bit off on Tiger King.
Is that really a man?
Oh, I never watched that.
She feels. He feels like that.
Okay, so. It's
why are you laughing, Fred?
I didn't laugh at anything. I was really thinking about what you had yelled out earlier.
Transgender. Oh
shit,
Fred out here missing pronouns and shit.
Hey, my bad. I'm not trying to offend anybody with their pronouns usage.
Too late.
My shit bad. Is getting out of hand, man.
Hey man, let it get out of hand. I'm not here to make.
Can't even hop on Zoom without that shit.
Did we talk about Pooh Shiesty already?
Nah.
What about Pooh Shiesty?
The alleged video going around. It's being accused of Pooh Shiesty looking like a Bobby V in the light. It ain't good.
We ain't gonna put that shit forward. We don't know if that's him.
This is all alleged, of course.
Man, like, okay, I don't know.
It's all alleged. I mean, I think it wasn't him because the person I saw.
I know you
didn't
think it wasn't him because you already scared of that nigga.
I mean, see, if this is the case, I'm probably not gonna be anymore.
That's kind of homophobic to say.
Yeah. You think it was?
Yeah, Fred, yeah. Shit,
I was just,
person.
I wasn't saying
Fred,
that because of that reason.
Fred,
I was just saying because he wasn't living his truth.
Saying to you the other day?
Fred, you're homophobic.
I was saying that because if he ain't, you know, real enough to live his truth. No, I'm saying if he wasn't real enough to live his truth, I can't be scared of him. If he ain't real enough to live his truth.
That nigga real enough to rob your stupid.
That might be. Hey, that don't take to be that real. So it don't take much to be that real.
All you gotta do
is catch a nigga. Nah, you got to come at least a firearm.
Fred gonna say, oh, it didn't feel like nothing.
Fuck
you.
Firearm.
You gonna have to go with a firearm.
No, you don't. You do not need no gun to rob me, Fred.
You don't need it, but it might help.
Fred, you do not. Fred, you can bare arm, bare face your ass.
Give me
nobody's strong arming me.
Bro, what do you need?
I would definitely try to help somebody. I would definitely try
man,
to help somebody.
Take your shit, nigga.
Well, we don't got to do that, man. Let's talk about it. What's going on? You need a pizza? Let's talk about it over a pizza, man.
Nigga, get that pizza.
I know you're hungry, man.
You got the
black Air Forces on.
Give me that shit.
You got those black Air Forces on. I know what's going through it, man. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you finna get your ass slapped.
That nigga got black Air Forces on. His shoes better than yours.
Shit. Now you know that's a damn lie. Go back to sleep with that bullshit.
Nah, that's facts. Where your shoes at right
go
now?
Back to sleep.
Yeah, where your shoes at? Let's see some shoes. Let's see some drip check.
Nah, no
drip check.
You can't never drip check the Crocs.
Yeah, that's fine. I live. Hey.
That's like a safety measure. Like, it goes over with the drip protection.
The
yeah. That's the 2K shit. He the 2K default for him.
I mean, shit, I ain't gotta wear too much shit. I mean, shit, my shit already better than yours.
No, no,
you gotta change the crop up, man. Can't be crocking it up. Crocky, man.
I'm gonna do too much when you around.
Hey, man, I'm putting pressure on.
No, I'm
niggas.
Not gonna come in last. So, oh, putting shit, pressure no on matter.
But somebody said that boy just like a farmer.
Dude, you have not let that was 3 years ago.
Bro, that shit's still funny.
That was 3 years
bro,
ago.
Bro, that's definitely described.
Just like a farmer for 3+ years.
Since I know him. Wait, see, when he got slapped when I first met him, he had on some farmer shit. He had on the Superman shirt. I'm never gonna forget that shit.
That nigga that had on the Superman shirt. The farmer.
Well, nothing super about him, but that slap.
Hey, fuck y'all. Slap. That's not
that's
what
why
happened.
He didn't feel it like that because he had that shirt on. Yeah, that shirt on. He thought he had his little superpowers going.
He thought he was invincible.
Nigga went home and had to ice that shit down.
He had to ice shit swole down. Fuck all y'all niggas. Niggas ain't never iced nothing over here, nigga.
Ice
ate that shit, nigga, like a fucking sandwich, nigga. Like a lunch special, nigga.
That boy here was a dry fish.
Right? Like, shut that shit up.
You sound like an elite chopper. He got his ass whooped, so.
He had a team, though.
Too.
Hey, man. I mean, you know. He said, buddy got mad. He wanted to give him an autograph.
Right off of his ass.
I don't know, man. Hey, man, moral of the story. I don't know, shit.
You fucking suck at the morals. You ain't got no morals, really.
My morals way better than yours, okay? For a lot
you got
of
them Nigerian morals.
Well, hey, they better than fucking yours. Just know that. You need to fucking learn some shit. Just claim you black.
That's still after discussion.
I'm telling you.
Still don't know.
Hey, man, we appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Do something for me, man. Drop a comment with a fucking moral that Fred needs to apply to his life. Cause this motherfucker is lacking. You hear me? I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Thought for Narcissist Podcast, baby. Say that. We out. Girl, you gotta do better. Is you gonna talk to Drake or the Beretta? Hit the wrong handle up in a whatever. Or is you gonna run off and think that you clever? Put it in motion, I keep it together. I'm sipping potion, it made me feel better. Toes in the ocean, let's change up the weather. It was just for the weekend, providing my pleasure.